Hey, this is H-Bomb, and I apologize for my audio boo yesterday not coming out. Coming out like, pretty much the gist of it is the Sonic Generations demo. I played it on 360. It is awesome. I mean, what the hell took Sega so long to make the game, that kind of game? You heard my story about Mortal Kombat and Toys R Us. Update, L.A. Noire is here in, well, by here I mean in Fort Myers somewhere. So according to UPS and USPS tracking, so I'm expecting it here either tomorrow or Monday. But as far as Mortal Kombat, the other night, it was Tuesday night, Amazon had a lightning deal for $60, the collector's edition, with a K, for $60. So I bought it on PS3, which Frank should be happy. I think he's got it on PS3. May have to go back and get the Xbox version, I don't know. But yeah, so, screw you, Toys R Us. Although, as I said, I ordered it on Tuesday with 2-day shipping, so I'm a little ticked off between Amazon and UPS for not getting it here yesterday. But it's here now. I haven't put it in yet. Let's see, the new cross Border Gaming 63 turned out really good, and hopefully that'll help us crank out more of them. And last night's That Gamer Hub recording, the show, you gotta listen to those guys, they're awesome. So that's about it. Playing a bit of Rock Band 3. And I'm excited. They've just gotten into a groove of DLC. Of course, last Tuesday it was a couple live tracks. Chumbawamba. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. and Aha's Take on Me. This past week, it's Maroon 5 and Puddle of Mud. And the one song I didn't think I knew, turned out I knew it and I didn't know it was a Puddle of Mud song. She Hates Me. She Hates Me. Yeah, she bleepin' hates me. Yeah. So, yeah. And this week, or this coming week, this coming Tuesday, Three Doors Down and Poison. Yeah, I don't typically think of those two together, but I'm totally gonna get both, and I'm hoping that Harmonix is on a bit of an upswing with the DLC, and that we'll have some Bare Naked Ladies tracks by the end of the summer. Okay, I won't hold my breath on that one, but that would be nice. Okay, less than a minute, so we're thinking that the next cross-border gaming is going to be a Nintendo 64 retrospective. We don't have any guests lined up yet, but I mean, the thing with N64 is I kind of came late to the party. I didn't actually have one until I bought a used one after the fact, after I'd already had a GameCube. But one of my friends from college, friends in college had one, and I actually got to borrow it for a week as a result of a bet. But yeah, I'm almost out of time, so wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo. Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo. H out.